102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Broadcasting from the College Hunks Hauling Junk and College Hunks Moving Studios. Roger and JP, 5:30 Wednesday morning. Good morning, JP. What's going on?
I'm going to share a little something with you. I know you're not going to believe me, but I'm going to share it anyway.
As long as it doesn't involve saliva, I'm good.
No, we're good. No saliva. Yesterday, I go to the acupuncture guy, right? Mm-hmm. You and Brett know, but most people don't know that my anxiety has been out of control like the past couple months. So I'm throwing everything I can at it before I get to medication. So it's like, you know what?
Stuck in your face and your neck and your back and stuff, and it helps.
Well, yesterday I go to see him and I explain to him what's going on. And he goes, I've suffered that my whole life. He goes, I got this.
Okay.
He goes, it's going to take a little time, but we got this.
Mm-hmm.
So I go down and he's doing some tests. And I think it's kinesiology or something, whatever it is. I'm laying down. He's trying to push my arm down. Sometimes he can. Sometimes he can't. It was very weird. He put like a vial in one hand and he'd be able to do it. And then the next time he put a different vial in and he couldn't push my hand down. So he was like just trying.
Weird.
I got the same face you are the whole time. I'm like, I don't understand what's going
on. Sounds like witch doctor stuff.
Yes. Yes. Right. Okay. So. Finally, he goes, all right, I got this. He goes, and he takes some needles, he puts them in my hand, he puts some in my ankle, and he put one, like, in the center of my palm or whatever it was,
right.
And he put a vial in my left hand.
Okay.
And he goes, all right, you all good? I said, yeah. He goes, okay, relax, I'm going to leave. I'll be back in a little bit. Remember when I had that heart procedure, I told you I had that, like, almost, they kept me in what's called twilight?
Yeah.
Where you're kind of out of your body, you're kind of unconscious, kind of not conscious.
Yes.
I had that yesterday.
Really?
On this guy's chair, on this guy's little bench
there. From the needles and holding the vial?
From whatever the hell, I don't know. Like, I held the vial. I didn't drink the vial. I didn't snort the vial. I didn't mainline the vial. None of that. None of that. I just
held the vial of what?
Held it in my hand. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the vial was. He gave me different vials. One said fear. He's like, no, that's not the one. And once, but whatever it was. And I got there, and I got to this place where when I finally came out of it, like, I was conscious, but I was not conscious.
That's weird.
It was wild.
And you were so relaxed, but you didn't drop the glass vial out of your hand?
Correct.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Because when I get relaxed, I mean, that's an old trick to it. When you know you had a long enough nap, is you hold a spoon, and when you get so relaxed, you drop the spoon and it hits the floor, wakes you up, then you're done.
Okay.
It's like an old way to take like a 15-minute nap.
I don't know, but I went to this dude yesterday, and I ended up not only did my brain calm down, the anxiety was good with no Xanax, no drugs, no nothing.
Whoa.
For that moment, you know, I woke up, I still woke up good this morning for the first time, and I can't tell you how long. Mm-hmm. I just was in this place. I was like, Ted's going to be like, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, and I get it. This is the guy I interviewed, right?
Yeah. Oh, you met That's right. You met it, Dr. Yeah. Cherubi. You met that dude.
Yeah. It was very interesting.
It was?
It really was. It was definitely like an interesting guy. For sure.
Interesting guy is one thing. There was some voodoo nonsense that went down yesterday.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was because I've gone to acupuncture before. You've heard me. I love it. But dude,
he was also on the phone outside the room. I've got him holding a vial of fear.
Right. No, it wasn't.
And he's holding it.
You're right.
I stuck pins and needles places I've never put them before.
I don't dismiss the guy only because one thing, it's amazing how much control we really have over our mind. Like, how often do I say that about sickness and things? It's mental.
Or
a lot of it is mental.
How much control our mind has over us.
Right. But like, if we really want to focus and control, you know, how we feel, like you felt yesterday, you did that yourself. Really. It's a mental thing, in my opinion.
Wow.
I don't know. I've been trying to do that for the last month and a half, and I couldn't do it.
Right, but he's like got like this hypnotic thing. That's what I equate it to. I know it's not hypnotism, but it's interesting. But that guy was really interesting. Yeah. I think that show aired. If you listen early Sunday morning, like around 5:30, 6 a.m.
Yeah, we're all up at that time.
Father Jim didn't even hear that thing.
Before Father Jim.
Yeah.
It's 5:34. Here's Ted.
And now this morning, we start out this Tuesday. It's Wednesday, right? Yeah, Wednesday.
5:39, Roger and JP on BAB. We were just talking about JP's experience yesterday with his doctor. Needles in one hand and his wrist and stuff.
It's called,
And in his other hand, he was holding a vial. And he got to a very relaxed, euphoric state.
Not euphoric, more like that twilight state. Like anybody who's ever gone under anesthesia or been kept just on the edge of anesthesia, they put you in what's called twilight.
And so it wasn't a happy state? No,
it was a state of between.
Euphoric?
It was a state of being between consciousness. No, I wasn't smiling and feeling high or anything like
you
that.
Felt great.
I felt like I was on the border of some. This, I know how hippy dippy this sounds.
Yeah, it does.
Because I'm listening to myself. I'm like, you're a dick. But it was like this state of right between reality and not.
Well, this guy lives in that state a lot. Smokey's on the line. Smokey, what's going on? What do you got?
Best feeling in the world when you're holding a pound of ganja in your right hand and a water bong in your left hand, and then you combine the two like peanut butter and chocolate, man.
Smokey!
I feel like you're dismissing my experience, Smokey, and that's not normal.
I know, man. I've been in that state of euphoria, too. Your mind is such a complex little space in your head. When somebody, you released control of your mind powers to somebody else, man, you were able to get to a state that very rarely we can ever get to on our own. Go back again, man. Do it again. However often that guy tells you to come back, get to that state of mind, man. That's where you need to be. You need to live in that zone, man. But in the meantime, I got a pound of ganja in this hand, and I got a water bottle in this hand, and I'm going to go combine the two, man.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Smoke.
Adios, man.
Awesome, bro. Yeah, boils it right down, doesn't he?
Sure he does.
Smokey. He is deep. It's 541. Sunny, maybe 85. Today's been another nice day. It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP, 544. So JP went to some wackadoo witch doctor, and now we're talking about it.
It's not true. It was not a wackadoo witch doctor. He's my acupuncture guy.
Sticking needles in you. You're holding vials with words on them and stuff.
Yeah, not usually.
And somehow it's, I know.
Not usually. Yesterday, the thing with the vials was because I went for my anxiety. Normally, if I'm going for physical ailments, like if I'm going for sinus pain or if I'm going for back pain or whatever the hell it is, he'll just go and
sticks needles in your face and it goes away.
I mean,
it's incredible.
Yeah, it takes it, turns it, you feel things open up, and then all of a sudden, a half hour later, everything's cool.
Yeah, it's just not, you know, it's not how we're used to it, so it just seems a little witch doctor-y.
I can't believe Ted came along, like Ted gets it. I thought for sure you'd be making fun of me.
Yeah, no, I talked to that guy. It was just, it's fascinating. Yeah. Very fascinating.
Good morning, BAB. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening? Raj, JP?
Hey, what's going on?
Both of us. What's up?
You're talking about Anthony Cherubino, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my cousin. That's through marriage. I'm debating on whether I should go to him because I got some back and neck problems.
Your cousin is phenomenal at what he does.
Yeah, huh?
Yep.
He told me to come down, but... what's with the bottles and
don't worry the vials for what you're going for back and neck pain that stuff has nothing to do with what he'll do for you.
Sounds like you should stop debating and just go.
I gotta definitely check him. I know him for like 37. I've been with my wife 37 years. It's my wife's cousin. Wow.
Go see him. I promise you'll have a difference.
Hey, thanks.
Sounds good. Later. Good. Thank you.
You got it.
It just sounds so weird that you had needles in your, you know, acupuncture needles in your right wrist and hand and stuff. And in your left hand, a vial that has liquid in it, but you're holding a glass vial, so it has no effect on you, but it has a word on it. So I think that's psychological. That's all I'm guessing. That's pretty powerful.
I think it's a combination of the two. I think there's something psychological happening, but the pathways with the needles opening things up is a game changer, I'm telling you.
Well, 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 550 sunny and about 85 degrees today. If you're just waking up, we were talking about JP's experience yesterday with this doctor who you've been going to a long time, I guess, who does acupuncture.
Yeah, Dr. Cherubino.
Stuck needles in his right hand and then a vial.
He stuck needles in more
like,
than
with
my
a
right
word hand. On it in his left hand and had him just relax for a while and it put you in like some sort of a twilight state, you call it.
He stuck needles in my right hand. Yeah. He stuck it in both feet and he stuck needles on the outside of my left hand and in the palm, if I remember correctly, and then on the outside of both wrists. And then, I don't know what the hell.
But the real witch doctory part is holding a vial with a word on it.
Well, holding a vial, there's a liquid in the vial.
Okay.
I don't know what
the
it is.
The liquid's in the vial. Do you hold a gallon of milk and feel different? No, it's the liquid's inside. Like, the liquid didn't come out. So that's what I mean. Like, I feel like he was making you hold something and focus on the word psychologically.
I wasn't focusing
like
on little, anything.
Like, Ted mentioned hypnosis, even though that's not what it is, but it's almost like, yeah, I did. You focused on how many words you brought out with the vials with the words on it. And
right, but
maybe
I didn't.
That was part of it.
I didn't know the word that was on the vial before. Like, I didn't look at it until after it was over. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like the word had anything to do with my feelings. I didn't know until after.
No, you said you saw a whole thing of vials with the words and
I
stuff.
I saw them. I saw
then
different ones.
He gave you fear, and then he changed it to something else. And like,
right.
Like,
and then I didn't know what it was. Yeah. I wasn't paying attention. Some of the other stuff I saw was like gluten. Like he had something for dust allergies and gluten and other food allergies and dairy and this, that, and the other thing. So,
but you hold the vial. You don't drink it, inject it, nothing like that.
Hey, dude, it was cool. I'll say that. It was weird. Cool, though. Yeah. Real cool.
Good morning, B.A.B. You've dealt with this? Go ahead.
Acupuncture totally works. Been around for thousands of years.
Yeah.
It's not hooky dooky. It's not rocket science either. Your nervous system controls everything. You stick a needle in, you're diverting the flow of the flow. You know, if you ever press on your big toe and all of a sudden your elbow tickles?
Did you just say you're diverting the flow of the flow? Connected.
The flow of the flow.
Oh, okay.
It's not magic. It's just they figured it out.
No, they got it. Listen, man, I'll sing these praises all day long. When I know how many people deal with anxiety and depression and all that other stuff. And if something I find works for me right now and I can share it with people, by all means, I'm going to do it.
I've been doing it for years. I got stories where I couldn't even walk with sciatica. And next thing you know, I lay on the table. I walked 30 blocks in Manhattan right after that. I mean, you can't deny the stuff.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so anxiety, depression, all that stuff, I mean, it's all your nervous system. I'm nervous. I have anxiety, and it's all nerves. So they've unlocked the way to just tickle the nerve a little bit, or pinch it, or prick it. I've had situations where my acupuncturist touched my wrist, and then I wake up a half hour later. I have no idea what happened after that. So it's not magic. It's a science.
All right. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's just something most of us have never dealt with, and so we don't understand. But I said, thousands of years of working with it with the Chinese and stuff, they've perfected it to whatever it does to us.
What I think is cool about it, and listen, I am not getting a dime for this. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you about the experience that I've had. But I've gone now for a bunch of different reasons. I've gone for some back pain. Mm-hmm. I've gone for sinus pressure, bad sinus headaches.
Right.
I've gone now for anxiety. I've gone for neck pain, and it's worked. And all, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And all these different things. I don't know what the hell else I can do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I almost want to like learn like what else is bothering. You know. Does it work? I don't know. I don't know what else it could possibly work for. It seems like it's got all the bases covered, though, you know?
Right, right. And then you have to go back again, right? Like, would you say you have to go back again, like, every couple of weeks?
When I went for my...
It's not, like, lifelong. I wouldn't have a business.
When I went for my sinus pain, I went in brutal pain and basically walked out of that place like Fred Astaire. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to go running back. My sinus pain was gone.
Right.
You know, sometimes for a back issue, I had to go a couple of times.
I would think. It's back and tricky.
For this thing, I'm going to go back because the anxiety has been real bad for a while now. Mm. So I'm going to, you know, keep it going and see what happens.
Does he wear a big wizard's robe or anything?
No.
No funny hats, no magic dust.
Nope.
That's pretty cool. 554, sunny at 85 today. Ted has traffic.
In Middle Island, we have road construction that is winding down on Middle Country Road. The eastbound side is open.